Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
There's a man called Deck McManus who is from King Citric in Howth, a beautiful restaurant out in Howth. And Deck, you've achieved something incredible. Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
How are you? You well?
Good, good. We finally got a pearl.
So, how many years have you and the King Citric team been, and I'm careful about how I pronounce this, shucking oysters?
We've been shucking for 53 years.
And this is the first pearl ever?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I did see a photograph, right? I saw a headline, and then I saw a photograph and said, God, the team at King Citric found a pearl. Fantastic. And then I saw the next photo, which is the pearl in, I don't know, is it your hand or whoever's hand it's in? But oh my God, it is not exactly going to be on a necklace, is it?
Size doesn't matter, Dave, it still counts.
How big is it, would you say?
It was small, but like it was perfectly round, beautifully coloured, and it's definitely a pearl.
Oh, it definitely is. And look, to anyone who doesn't know, I mean, obviously this is where pearls come from, right?
Yeah.
And what's the story with them in terms of there being pearls in Irish oysters? Is that a thing or is this a rarity?
In Irish farmed oysters, it'd be extremely rare.
Right.
And like we've used over a million, I'd say, and we've never had it.
Million?
I spoke to the oyster farmer and he reckons it could be about 1 in 5 million in that type of oyster.
That is incredible. And forgive my ignorance here, but what is the crack with a pearl? Do you have any idea how it's formed, what it is?
So what happens basically is a little bit of sand or something gets into the oyster and then it starts irritating the oyster and then it forms a lovely smooth shiny surface around it so that it doesn't irritate it. It's basically what happens.
That's a very clever way of doing things.
Yeah.
Can I form that around my children so they don't irritate me? A perfectly round sphere they can live in. That's amazing. But it's the fact that it's so rare in these oysters. I mean, and the size of it. How did you know it was there? I mean, it looks so small in your hand. It looks like the kind of thing that you could have shucked, you know, 20 years ago, but you just wouldn't have noticed.
It does. That might happen. And it's hard because when we went back to the farmer, he was like, unlike other farmers, like, you know, if you're farming grain or beef or anything, you get to see what you've farmed.
Of course,
but oyster farmers never get to see inside what they've farmed.
Mm.
So we just shucked with the two of us shucking for the whole weekend in the Taste of Dublin. And my mate Ryan just shucked one for a fella. And then he came back about, 2 or 3 minutes later, and he was just like, what's this in my oyster? And we were thinking, oh, it might be a bit of shell or something like that. And it was just this perfect little pearl. And we've always said, like, everyone asks us about, like, oh, what if I find a pearl? Or do you ever find pearls? So we always go, oh, no, if you find a pearl, you get to keep it. So he got to keep it.
Ah, fantastic. That's brilliant. Yeah. Is there any value in something that size?
I don't know, really. Mm. Probably not hugely, but...
Well, other than the story, the fact that after a million oysters shook by the lads of King Citric, he's finally got the one. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's a great story. I love these kinds of things where, I mean, like something that you do, obviously, on a daily basis and do a lot. And I mean, is selling oysters one of the big reasons people would go to King Citric? I've been to your restaurant loads of times, but is that one of the reasons why people would go? Because you offer this, like, this incredible seafood.
Yeah, oysters, lobsters, crabs, prawns, anything Irish is like that. And then for the festivals, we'll do a few festivals this year and we'll bring our oyster bar. And we took like 5 or 6 thousand oysters to the masses, yeah.
And presumably you get a lot of people who are trying oysters for the first time in King Citric, yeah?
Loads of virgins, yeah.
And what's the reaction? I mean, because obviously some people just can't get enough of them. Like, they would just eat them from, dawn to dusk.
People are scared. Like, they're scared to try them, but, you know, we dress them up with a bit of mignonette, which is like red wine vinegar with shallots and parsley in on top. And that makes it a little bit more palatable and a little less scary, and they love it.
Right, brilliant. Well, look, congratulations to you and the team at King Citric for finally, after a million oysters being shucked, you finally got your hands on a pearl. Who knows, maybe the next one will be the size of a football and you'll all be millionaires.
I hope so. Thanks for having me.
All right, not at all, Deck. Thanks for being here for joining me this morning. See you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.